Tom and Craig here with an episode that I think you'll want to share with your kids and grandkids. It's the holidays in the 60s.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
These memories will show you how times have changed. They really have. Most families back then had homemade decorations for Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know that?
Yeah, and I think you're going to take us off here and kind of share yours, but it's amazing, and I think I told you this, that our families, even though I didn't know you back then, our moms did so much of the same thing in our families. So it's interesting, and maybe the listeners will get a kick out of it too.
Very typical of the time.
Yeah.
Great. A lot of simple, creative paper projects. Imagination was the key, and the projects were at home. Many in school with, remember the paper chains?
Yep, right.
Popcorn strings and so much more. Every year, a favorite handout from the schools were popcorn balls.
Yeah. It never made it home, by the way.
No.
I walked six blocks, so I was munching on that popcorn ball. It never made it home, but yeah.
I love the Christmas season, putting up decorative stencils in the large windows of our living room. Remember
right.
the big windows we used
to
have back then? And today we call it the family room. Well, these stencils were usually Christmas trees, Santa sleighs, star ornaments, and so much more. Stencils were placed on the windows and wiped off, usually with white spray was used, and then the stencil would come up.
Sure.
One of my favorite was a Christmas candle. I remember this so neat. My mom would get these with a couple of neighborhood kids. We'd melt down wax, form it about 6 inches high, about 4 inches wide, decorative with sprinkles and glitter and unique texture on it.
You were a little pyro, I think.
Oh,
I don't
great.
Remember that.
I remember.
Burn up a tree that way, Tom.
We could. Christmas trees were quite a variety back then.
Yep.
Remember the live trees?
Yes.
Families would head out to the farms and cut their own tree and put the tree stands, and you'd always have to make sure they had water in.
Oh, yeah.
The popular ones were the most, you probably like this because you had a flock tree.
Yep.
And some were blue, and the bulbs were red, green, and even gold coloring on those. And on the non-colored trees, loads of tinsel sparkled either silver or gold. Some of my favorite bulbs back then, you probably remember these, were the bubble lights.
Oh.
Loads of different colors.
Yes.
Somehow the small tube with the bubbles going up to the top and repeated. I could sit and watch those forever. They really added to the tree, and you could sit and watch them.
So that explains a lot about you, Tom. You used to sit and watch the bubble lights for hours, right?
The bubble lights.
I can see
hours.
It in your eyes right now, man.
They're twinkling.
Oh, no, I know.
And
that
I
was,
could still do
that
it.
That was fun.
Back in the 60s, the table was set first class.
Oh,
do you remember
yes.
that?
Yes.
We had linen tablecloths, usually embroidered by mom. They had sewing clubs back then, so mom would do a lot of things. Cloth napkins, good china plates.
Mm-hmm.
Mom would do it, and that was a lot of time. They didn't have dishwashers.
No.
So mom would get helpers to do a lot of the work, and sometimes she'd do it by herself. Water glasses were at every place set.
Absolutely.
No plastic.
No.
For coffee, cups, and saucers, all separate for salad and dessert. Not much paper was used except for some of the hors d'oeuvre stuff.
Right.
And today, most of the tables are, with paper products and that type of thing. I got to tell you about one of the things that happened. It was very special for me. My mom had a linen tablecloth that was just perfect, embroidered everything. My daughter-in-law set it for Thanksgiving at one time, and it was so special to me to have that done. I really love that.
Huh, great.
Drinks were served with a grown-up bar for the grown-ups. Kids would usually have punch with a punch bowl, usually red, and I'm sure mom loved red stains and what she might find later. Ahead of dinner, you would select from crackers, meatballs, barbecue or sweet and sour sauce, shrimp, and remember those little cocktail wieners?
Oh, sure.
Herring, lefse, and Craig, my favorite lutefisk.
Oh, man. There's something wrong with you.
And I have nobody in my family that will take over and have lutefisk. And today it does not smell, but back then it really did. Nobody except for my mom, who was the cook, would make it. I could have it. I still love it today. I just love it. On the main course, let's start it off. This is so good. The 60s generation will remember the Jell-O type salads. You remember that with Miracle Whip?
I had much of that. Yes.
And really, nobody liked it.
No.
They had the grated carrots in it, usually green or yellow color.
Yep.
And not many seem to like it. A secret about me is here's what I do. I usually eat the things I like least first. And then everything else is gone. Oh. That's what I do. I'm telling a secret.
You didn't shove under the table or give it to a dog or anything. You'd eat it. Well, good for you, man.
No. Yeah. Now, in addition to the family's tradition, they may have their favorite soup. Some have oyster soup.
Oyster stew,
stew, and along with lutefisk.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd usually eat lutefisk last because it was so good. Tapioca pudding. Oh, I remember that. That's always a favorite. About warm crescent rolls?
Yes.
Those are so good. Oh, good today. One of our main dishes were potato or Swedish sausage. Always a winner. Roast beef. Ham, turkey, chicken Kiev was a convenient one too. And potatoes and everybody's favorite, those cheesy potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Those were good.
Corn, mixed veggies, beans, and more. And we all had the set at the table, and everyone was all set. Men and boys usually wore suits or sweaters.
Yep, sweaters.
A lot of
definitely.
Them with ties and bow ties.
Right.
Did you wear a bow tie?
Yeah.
Okay. Women wore dresses or skirts and some slacks, and everyone was dressed for the occasion.
Yes.
They were all dressed up.
Yep.
No jeans. Some families celebrated both days, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. In our case, we did both, and different family locations.
Sure.
After dinner on Christmas Day, the kids would bring along their play clothes, and what would they do? Have annual football games.
Even in the snow.
Yep. Yep,
Darn right.
You could do that for Thanksgiving, and you could do it for Christmas, too. That was a good time. Memories, big memories. Church was huge back then. Church services, thefts of manger scenes. And services were very traditional back then, too. And they would have services. There would be, like, in the bigger churches, anywhere between 4 and 5 services, maybe more. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And church pageants were big, too.
Oh, absolutely.
With choirs. Yep. Now, this is interesting, too. And I was part of this. All the boys, there were boys' choirs. And many of them were your friends that you grew up with the way through from elementary school. And we got to know so many kids. All the choirs, there were men's choirs. There were women's choirs. There were adults. There were boys' choirs.
Oh, sure.
Separate. And then there were girls' choirs. And I can't imagine how the choir directors, kept things going like they did. There was Sunday school back then, which was a must. Everybody went to Sunday school.
Absolutely, yep.
And one of our favorite times was, I'm sure many of you, is laying under the Christmas tree.
Yep.
Looking up
yep.
at the beautiful lights and dreaming of what might be in those decorative packages, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And there were so many holidays. We were touched mainly on Christmas, Craig. What are some of your memories?
Well, first of all, let's not forget one of the best things about Christmas vacation was you got 2 weeks off from school. So that was important.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a big family, but I still have a lot of really good memories. Every year, I would set up my American Flyer Railroad train set, and I'm not sure why, but that was just a tradition. I'd put it around the base of the Christmas tree. And we had a real tree until 1966. And like you said, we had a flocked tree. So it was a fake flocked tree, actually. And it had a rotating color wheel, so the color was always changing on the tree.
I remember
that.
Those were great.
Yeah. So I think that lasted a couple of years, and then we finally went back to a real tree. You can't get over the smell of fresh pine tree needles And, you know, every time at this time of year and you smell those needles, it certainly brings back all the good memories. Our family, we pile in the car, drive around, look at Christmas lights at the houses that were on that would have them on display. In our area, there was an area in Golden Valley called Tyrol Hills, and they, to this day, they still decorate the houses. They're huge houses. And then we'd mosey on down to downtown Minneapolis and drive down the Nicollet Mall.
Oh, which, yes. Drive down.
Yeah, I know. And you can't do that anymore, right? Because it's a mall. But it was Nicollet Avenue at the time. And we'd always look at department store windows that had different Christmas scenes displayed. Dayton's was obviously the most famous. They also had the 8th floor auditorium.
Mm.
So we'd go up there because they had Christmas themes every year. The other big department stores across the street were Donaldson's and Powers. And that was always a fun time of year to visit them because they had Christmas themes too. Like you talked about, our tradition was always to go to church on Christmas Eve, and we could open one package that night, and then Christmas Day we could open the rest. And I'll never forget sitting in church how long that service seemed to take, knowing I wanted to get back and get into a package. Now, a little-known story, you made a confession a while ago. My sister was an expert at opening packages and taping them back up so my parents wouldn't know that.
Really?
Wow. So we'd always pick one. And she was perfect at it. So we'd open one that I thought was really good. So, again, we'd find out way ahead of time what that package was. And then pretended to act surprised when we opened it up. Yeah. My dad worked for a company called Our Own Hardware. And they're now called Do It Best. But at the time, it was pretty cool to have a dad that worked at this company because he was able to get these toys at a pretty good discount. So every year I was usually getting some kind of Tonka toy trucks. You remember Tonka toys, right?
Yeah.
The good old metal trucks. And I got a Schwinn bike along with other good stuff. So good Christmas memories there. The food you talked about, we always had lefse with Christmas Day dinner along with ham. And oyster stew. You kind of talked about
that. That's a big tradition for a lot of people.
And we also had what was called kipper snacks. That's the sardines in the can, and they had the key on top. So you'd roll the top of the can back, or the tin, with that key.
You know, I had some of those. I still have some, not from way back then.
Oh, boy.
But,
still have kipper snacks?
Yeah, and they're really good. They're
Bring them out. Why are we sitting here doing this? We
should go get them.
Yeah, we should be eating kipper snacks. I think as social times at that time of year, and I think you talked a little bit about it too. My parents, just the way they were, they had a wide circle of friends from different neighborhoods, church. So it was like our house was always bursting with Christmas parties because my folks loved to host them, and I'd always volunteer to help out as a server, so I got to see people. It usually just once a year is when I'd see these people, but it was just always a fun time. Thinking about shopping, though, there was no Black Friday deals back then.
No.
And I think the stores, most of them didn't start displaying Christmas until December. Now, how times have changed, right?
Right, and they would close fairly early, too.
Yeah. But Hobby Lobby, for example, that's one of the main retailers now. They had stuff in July.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this year.
Christmas.
So, Christmas stuff. So, truth be known, I bought a Christmas tree in August this year.
Oh, okay. Wow.
True confession.
Do you have it set up?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Oh.
So, anyway, times have changed. Christmas is starting earlier every year. I think you probably did this, too, during Christmas break. We did a lot of tobogganing.
Oh, yes.
And my parents would take my neighbor friend Jim and I over to what was called Glenwood Hills in Golden Valley.
Yes.
Because they had all these great sliding hills. It's actually, I think, a golf course in the summer. They even had one hill called Suicide Hill.
Yes. How can
you remember?
Oh, I remember that. Absolutely.
Okay. They built in a huge bump, so everyone would hit that bump and go flying. Obviously, I think we were a lot tougher back in those days. So
we would go back to Golden Valley Country Club and the hill.
Oh, sure.
Going on that one, too. That was a big one, too.
So a lot of bumps and bruises, but no big deal. We managed it. And another thing, tradition, was playing Monopoly over Christmas break. And I'd usually spend a day at our friend Bill's house. He and his parents, even his uncle, was there from New York. So that we'd all play Monopoly for the day. And then my neighbor Jim and I, we'd have marathon Monopoly games. So they'd carry over from day to day. And I'm not sure why, but maybe we had a hard time counting money or doing something. But anyway, this is fun. This is fun to talk about it. So hopefully we brought some good old time memories back to you on how you celebrated your family times during the holidays. If you have any other ideas or subjects you'd like us to talk about, you can certainly contact us, livinginthe60s@myyahoo.com. And let us know if you enjoyed the episode.
Absolutely. Make sure that you catch up on past episodes. A lot of our people are binging on our, this is our third year into this.
Yeah.
And they're binging now on the ones. So we have had a total blast.
Yeah.
See you next time.